All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's election day on The Usual Suspects, and I'm pretty sure for all the sports stuff that we will run the gambit on, that won't be a topic that lingers for the entire show.
You want to bet?
I bet it comes up early. I hope it doesn't come up often.
I'm so ready to talk politics and dissect each party's pros and cons.
Well, there's a lot of cons.
Let's start with Trump. I see what you did there. Look at you.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you got an attorney. I found out through all the commercials that you have an attorney general that's actually been indicted twice. So that's not a good look. But, yeah, hopefully, you know, you're all about your vote. And whether you did it early or you do it today, the choice is yours. I'll leave it there.
You can go with this or you can go with that.
Exactly. But Nick is here, and we are all in studio. Barry and I back from a day at Buku to be in studio. And then you, my friend, are Willie Nelson on the road again.
Yeah, I leave after the show. I'm going to go home, load up the car, and hit the road. I'm going to be, instead of trying to drive 13 to 14 hours straight to New Mexico, I'm going to drive to Fort Worth, stay with some fam up there.
You're banging it out at your aunt's house?
Yeah.
Based on your spell correct on your text.
Oh, yes. I was like, where's he going with this?
Yeah, I didn't know either, but I got it now. But
The shout out to the Foxes, F-U-C-H-S. So I'm going to stay with them and then get up early in the morning and make I think it's like an 8-hour drive to New Mexico from Fort Worth or to the casino. Okay. I'm doing a casino. It's called Inn of the Mountain Gods is the casino. In the middle of nowhere in New Mexico. I am looking forward to the weather. It's supposed to be pretty chilly, so it'll be nice to actually get some fall, winter weather.
Yeah, the front, I believe, is coming in, thankfully, this evening.
Yeah.
Because this morning, it was thick.
Man, 87, 88 in the car is what it said. I'm like,
the fog and everything was just...
Ugh. Oh, I wasn't up that early. I was...
No. Oh, yeah, I let the dogs out, and I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, that's... Well, a couple more days and then it's done. Nick, are you going to vote? Have you voted? If I have time,
I have not voted. After the show, if there's time, and from my understanding, it's...
As long as you're in line by 7 p.m.
Right. I think I'll... And I can make that.
Have to let you vote.
Be prepared to wait at least 45 minutes.
45 minutes is not too bad for me, I don't think.
If you can get it that quickly.
Okay. So, I don't want to wait like 3 or 4 hours, but my intention is
check
to...
Check Sienna. That's after what Lisa four. Voted. She said it was really quick.
Okay.
Santa Plantation. Otherwise, like I said, the Randalls there at 99 and New Territory, it's probably a half hour left.
Everyone has given me grief because I won't vote.
So you've decided you're not going to?
So I'm going to go and vote, but I'm not voting for the Senate race, the House, the governor, lieutenant governor. I'm not voting for any of that because I don't like the choices.
Okay.
But I am going to vote for the people in my water district because I am sick of paying $750 water bills.
But lately they've been down.
Well, yeah, because I can't use the water to... You should see my grass right now. It looks like my beard. Patchy, there's dead spots everywhere. Yeah,
like mine.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's how it's supposed to look.
I mean,
mine, but I have dogs.
I have brown patch on my face. So I'm like, nope, this is the one election. These are the one people that mean something to me. So I went on and did some research about who's in, you know, what the different people that are running for the water board or Lone Star groundwater, whatever the hell it is. There's like 6 or 7 of the positions. So I'm going to go there and I'm going to vote for that and that's it. But I can't tell you how many people are giving me crap. Because I won't vote. Because I don't want to vote. Like, everybody, they're offended almost.
I know there's suspects that get offended if you don't vote. I know there's at least 2 or 3 that I saw on Twitter that was getting mad at people that were saying they wouldn't vote.
Yeah, so, I saw that too.
John Wessling was giving me crap yesterday.
Wessling
I wouldn't
was?
Vote. Yes, really? Because I wouldn't vote.
Who's the Never Settle guy on Twitter? I know who he is. But the Never Settle guy on Twitter, he was expressing his feelings towards people who don't vote. But.
Well, you know what? George Carlin, to me, said it the very best when he had this bit about not voting. And he had his point was, well, you know what? I'll let the man himself tell you. But this is also my thoughts, thanks to George Carlin, on why I don't vote.
And secondly, I don't vote because I believe if you vote, you have no right to complain. People like to twist that around. I know. They say, well, if you don't vote, you have no right to complain. But where's the logic in that? If you vote and you elect dishonest, incompetent people, and they get into office and screw everything up, well, you are responsible for what they have done. You caused the problem. You voted them in. You have no right to complain. I, on the other hand, who did not vote, who, in fact, did not even leave the House on Election Day, am in no way responsible for what these people have done and have every right to complain as loud as I want about the mess you created that I had nothing to do with.
Exactly. Thank you, George Carlin, for being the voice of reason in an otherwise unreasonable situation. That, to me, speaks to my heart. It's like, you picked these people. You picked them, not me. You guys picked Trump or Hillary, not me. I didn't vote in either of those primaries and nor the election. So thank you, George Carlin, voice of reason right there.
I mean, he has points.
That's a great bit, by the way.
The thing I don't like, and my dad was like the biggest George Carlin fan. And he was.
Was he?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he had all the albums.
Good choice.
Yes, he did. He had the albums. Because that's what it was back then. But George Carlin was a genius in a lot of ways in the way he went about his business and got points across and basically tied in real life with his comedy. But when you look at everything that there is, I'm with you. I saw AJ was out there tweeting and he was libertarian and he was doing some things. Look, it's why America is a free country. You are free to do whatever you want to do. Right. And that's what I didn't like. And Nick, you're right. There's too many people out there. Facebook, just stay away from it. Because Facebook, it went from when it was the political election, it's one thing, but it's just magnified over and over again where you get people that are just looking to fight by saying, I support this person or that person, and it goes back and forth. But on Twitter, stop trying to get other people swayed. It's one thing if you want to say, hey, go vote, encourage them to vote, but then leave it alone.
Yeah, and don't shame people for not voting.
Agreed. I was getting texts yesterday, like more than, I mean, I understand the political ads running on Facebook and Twitter and all that.
Like the candidates were texting you?
It was weird. I have to show you the text. But they were saying, can we depend on your vote? Are you going to vote tomorrow? All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I got like three from Beto and his camp. But one of them was to my wife. Hey, Nora, can we count on your vote tomorrow? This is so-and-so with the nursing board and...
That's basically how it's worded.
I was like, bitch, this isn't even Nora's phone. First of all, don't spam me. Go spam her. Second of all, no. If you continue to spam me, I'm specifically not voting for you. There's only one thing I hate worse than a politician. Spam. So, no, if you sit there and text me, look, I'll be honest. I'll be completely honest. I think Ted Cruz might be the devil. Okay, look, I...
Oh, now you've opened it. Now you've gone and done it.
And I was going to vote for Beto just to vote against Ted Cruz. But then Beto spammed me. I think Beto O'Rourke is the devil. I really do. Ted Cruz never spammed me. I may now have to go vote for Ted just to bleep Beto O'Rourke. I really hate both of them. So I'm like, I don't. You're
having fun with this? But someone's in their car right now.
Angry.
Boiling right now.
Right. There's a... Watch. We're going to get a call. You know, the Democrats started the KKK. Shut your mouth. Shut your dumb mouth, please.
I didn't realize, by the way, there are sway states and things. I didn't realize I was a sway vote that everyone had to have in North Carolina. What? For some reason, I've gotten 5 text messages from idiots in Carolina. Can I count on your vote for the North Carolina? I go, I live in Texas, you dumbass. Delete me and never contact me again.
What pisses me off is they don't respond because it's all automated.
Yes.
I mean, they're basically firing off an automated message and I'm cursing at them. I'm saying mean things about their moms, and what I would do to their wife and sister. Like, just, I'm trying to be just a complete jerk.
You're not doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Just screenshot and tweet that out.
No, I have my boundaries.
If you really want to do that, just
actually, I think
get
I deleted them because I blocked them. When I get it, I say something about their mother and then I block it. And so, yeah, it removes it from my phone.
I would suggest you just tweet Jason Aber.
Why?
Because he's a loyal listener to the show, but when it comes to politics, he is just sitting in the weeds and he's waiting.
It's so funny. There are several of our listeners who are cool and everything until you mention something that they vehemently disagree with, and then they hate your guts for like 20 minutes. It's so funny. Like, people be going like, oh, man, I love you guys. Love the show. What? What do you mean, guns? Get out of here. Yeah. And then they lose their mind because you disagree with them politically. I've had people unfollow me. I'm not listening to you no more because you know why? Because you and I don't agree. Well, way to act like a five-year-old, you dumbass. Like, why are you... People are ending, like, because they don't agree. They'll end a friendship or they'll end, you know, oh, I'm not listening to you no more because we don't align politically. Okay. Well, that's what Rush Limbaugh's for.
That's a fact. That's what it's come down to.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's where we are as a society, and it's politically driven, but it's a shame because it used to be that you have best friends and you go to the gym and you're playing hoops and maybe one of them's a Laker fan and one of them's a Celtics fan. And you can sit there and you can debate it back and forth and you can have fun with it. But at the end of the day, you're not going to not be friends with them because they like a certain team. It's kind of the same thing.
Stalker Brian said, hey, Barry, politics is fun and stuff, but I want to talk about what really matters. I'm trying to grow my own hop yard. Can you provide some tips and tricks on how to grow? Dude, I've never grown hops.
You'll make some beer?
Apparently so.
And probably get up there and dunk a few times if he's got hops. Just right there for you,
fellas.
Thank you, Nick. You don't even need the button. Just do it. Just do it live.
He does it himself.
It's fantastic. All right. Here's the thing. Let's just this is not the opinions of Fred and AJ or not the opinions of Gal Media thing, but just right off the top, because we encourage you guys to be a part of the show, but let's not just make this a political bloodbath
today. Oh, no,
let's do it.
Let's do it. Just use face.
Okie doke.
So exasperated.
So anyway, if you want to contact the show, and Eric and Billy have already reached out, so we'll see if you can touch a nerve. HRP listener line, it's starting to fill up, but we got spots. 713-780-3776. You can call or text that number. You can also reach us via Twitter, where it's at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Before we hit the break, I do want to remind you, Gallery Furniture is open, and they're open till 10 o'clock all 7 days of the week, just so that you can save money and get the best furniture at the best prices, all American made. And they're running some deals right now. Right now, you buy $4,000 or more worth of furniture and you get 36% back in free accessories. It could be pillows. It could be end tables and lamps and things like that. It doesn't matter. It's 36% in free accessories when you spend $4,000 or more at Gallery Furniture. You can also double down. It's the Astros Rockets promotion. You buy $3,000 in mattresses, and there are two ways to win that mattress for free at Gallery Furniture. You buy the mattress for $3,000 plus if the Rockets win the championship or the Astros win it next year, your mattress is free. You can go to galleryfurniture.com for all the details. And of course, if you got relatives coming over for the holidays, hey, Thanksgiving is the time. Buy $4,000 worth of furniture, get 36% in free accessories. You buy today, you get it tonight. It's just the way they do business. You buy and you get it within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time right at your front door. Three locations to better serve you. It's Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. It's the Galleria. And, of course, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. You're not going to have back order slips. You're going to have your furniture. It's going to last a long time. You're going to be happy with what you find. Because at Gallery Furniture, the one thing that drives everything else is the fact that they believe in what they say. And Gallery really will save you money.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Second segment as we're ready to go. Buckle up and take us along for the ride anywhere as we are the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. We appreciate you always being suspects and participating in the show. Today may be an exception, but we'll see how that goes based on the fact that after segment one, the responses have been piling up as we know it's an election day. So it brings out the best and the worst of people, as that normally does. So you want to get some calls? You want to clear up some texts? What do you want to do?
Let's get Billy and Eric,
okay,
and then we'll do some texts. So Billy's been holding the longest. Billy wants to talk about Barry going to In-N-Out.
All right, Barry. So
okay.
I was stationed in New Mexico for 5 years at that little town called Alamogordo at the base of the mountain before you go up to In-N-Mountain. Guys, about 45 minutes away.
Okay.
The only thing we could do was learn how to drink and drink some more and then go to the casino. You cannot drink and gamble at this casino at the same time.
What?
They will not let you have an alcoholic beverage on the casino floor.
What? What have I done,
also,
Billy? What have I done? I did notice this when they send me. So for some shows, like this one was through an agency, so they'll send you your itinerary and all this stuff. And one of the things that it said was no alcohol before or during the show. And I'm like, I always have a drink with me on stage. So this is now I'm very disappointed. I can't drink on stage. I can't drink when I gamble. What's going on here?
Also, the drinking area, they have this little bar area where this is the only place in the casino where you can actually have an alcoholic drink. If you order more than one double an hour, they will escort you out of the casino floor.
What?
I know, because it happened to me. I ordered two doubles in an hour and I got escorted to my room.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
So they're very strict, huh?
They are incredibly strict.
Wow.
And way overpriced.
Oh.
Way overpriced.
Well, is there anything?
It's a beautiful area. That's what you got that going for you.
I've heard it's very nice. I might go for a run around the lake or something like that. But is there anything to do in the area? Like, can I leave the casino and go do something? Like,
there's a ski resort. The ski resort that's attached to it, it's like 15, 20 minutes away. It's hands down probably the sketchiest road I've ever driven on to go to this place. The whole thing is like, it's the most southern ski resort in all of the northern hemisphere. They, year in and year out, they're just, it's nothing but ice that they've crushed and pumped out there.
Oh my God. This is going to be a horrible trip. Billy, I appreciate the heads up, man. This is going to be a horrible trip. I can already tell. If the big thing is you can't drink a lot at a casino,
man. Drinking makes everything funnier.
I am thinking about taking, right?
It makes everything better in a lot of cases.
I may just have to take my own bottle of Crown with me. Is it illegal to transport Crown across state lines?
Yeah, but you won't get caught.
What do you mean I won't get caught?
You can sneak it, get like a little flask. You won't get caught. You can do it.
I need to get me one of those camo packs and then just act like I wear a jacket.
That's even
all the
better.
Time.
Get you a Wizinator, and then you can just...
Well, I don't need to pee it out. I don't need to fake the pee.
You can load it up like a fake bladder and just...
Like, what, drink out of the Wizinator?
Gotta get a
what
shit.
What kind of weirdo? Hey, why is that guy slumped over like Marilyn Manson trying to kiss himself in his private? Why is he drinking out of his own private?
Kiss it?
Why would I take a Wizinator full of alcohol?
And know, and people
it's
think
shaped
you're
like a penis. Why am I going to drink alcohol out of a penis, hey, man, Joel?
You got to do what you got to do to get your liquor in.
No, that comes after you drink too much alcohol. That's not during or before.
You can sneak it in anywhere.
Well, I'm just gonna stay in my room. I'm just gonna. I don't know. Is it legal in New Mexico to smoke weed or have weed? Is that legal?
I'm not sure. I'm really
was
not
Mexico
sure.
One of the states that recently came on board?
Maybe
Washington State.
I guess I could Oregon? Google that, but maybe I'll just get
Nevada?
Some glaucoma. Maybe it's medical only. I'll just get me some glaucoma while I'm there.
There you go.
I don't know if you can catch that or not. That third one. Eric wants to talk about his wife getting a text to vote. Eric, what's up?
First of all, guys, love the show.
Appreciate it.
So a few days ago, my wife got a text message for her father to ask if he was going to vote this year or, you know, who he'd vote for. The thing is, he's been dead for almost 7 years.
Oh, no.
And they sent her this message to see if he was going to vote for him or not.
Oh,
that's classy.
No. That's not good for several different reasons.
Now, can you respond to those? I mean, will someone see it if you respond to it?
So someone on the text line said, when I said I would respond and say that I wanted to have sex with their mom or something like that,
right.
And then they wouldn't respond. But on the text line, somebody said when Beto texted them, they responded and got an answer, but they weren't a dick like I was. They said they weren't. They just said, whatever they said, but it was nice, and they got a response. So who knows? I see where he's leaning, like suggesting that if they're out there politicking for dead people's votes, that would seem a little shady. But they probably, honest to God, it's probably just a database of names and numbers, and they just start shooting out emails. Because that's the thing about this, like, no call. Like, my phone is on the do not call list. Both of them, my cell phone and my home phone. But you know who it doesn't apply to? People, nonprofits and politicians. How shady is that?
Yeah, well, yeah,
exactly.
And I did the whole non-call thing, registering and all that other stuff too, but I still get them. And lately, it's not even just political. I've been getting a ton of them.
Have you?
Yeah.
I get a lot of the insurance. House insurance, life insurance.
That's because they got a tip.
Maybe.
Yeah. Especially with you behind the wheel and the life insurance thing. They got to worry about a couple of things with you. Because let's just say you're not going in the slow lane.
The Lynn and Aaron Compassionate Use Act of 2007 allowed medical cannabis in New Mexico.
That's it.
Boy, this arthritis is going to be acting up so bad. It's going to be terrible. I'm just going to be arthritic for 2 days.
You'll make it. I just think the drive. You know, everybody I've talked to says the drive across the state of Texas is as bad as...
Honest to God, fellas, I tried to get to Beaumont because we're in Beaumont Friday. I tried to figure out every conceivable way to get there. It's a 15-hour drive straight.
I don't know that why means, you didn't do it. Your dedication level is slipping.
My show ends at probably like 10. Yeah. So you figure if I get paid, I'm on the road by 11?
Yeah.
I would not even make it in time. 11 to 11.
We'll
if I left at 11 in the morning to 11, or 11 at night to 11 in the morning is 12 hours. I would not even be here for the first hour of the show if I drove straight through.
We'll wait for you. You can come in as a guest appearance.
It's not happening.
Okay. Just check it.
So I'm just using
because
vacation.
When you get this, when you put on your own comedy show down there in the next year or so, I mean, that's these goals are obtainable because of the fact that you have
dedication.
Really put in some effort for the people in B-Town.
Well, my 3 days of vacation are going to be spent in a hotel where obviously I'm not allowed to drink. Yay.
Watch this now. You want to get rid of your guy? Because all I got to do is mention it. He goes.
No, don't.
All right. We've got callers lining up. We've got text messages and tweets. It's the HRNP listener line if you want to reach out and touch the show. We're just getting started. Got sports to get to, too. Don't worry. That's coming. It's Nick. It's Barry. It's Joel. It's in studio. It is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5. Right now, I want to tell you about the good people at Hawk Security. I've been telling you about them for quite a while, and I'm telling you that, you know what, there's no more devastating feeling than when you're trying to protect your family and your belongings and things that are important to you and you find out that someone got in and they violated your personal space and they got to the stuff that you have, whether it be, hopefully they didn't get to your family, but they get and they go through your personal belongings and you feel violated and you got a pit in your stomach. There's like, what the hell am I supposed to do? Well, I'll tell you what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to call Hawk Security, 281-947-HAWK. Hawk Security is there for you and 24/7, 365. They can protect what matters most to you. It starts with your family and then, of course, your pets and, of course, your personal belongings. They do everything from fire protection to burglar to everything in between. Right now, if you mention that you heard it on ESPN 97.5, you can get a free doorbell camera and installation to go with the Go Hawk Smart Package. It's a saving of over $400, and you need to call 281-947-HAWK now, 281-947-4295. With Hawk Security, you get real-time alerts. You can see at your door with that doorbell camera. Without even having to move, you might not even be at home and you can find out who is there and what they want. In fact, it is just the easiest way to make sure that you are always protecting what matters most to you. Your valuables are safe, your family is safe, but most of all, no one's going to be in harm's way. 281-947-HAWK. Mention the promo code Nate or ESPN and you get a free doorbell camera and free installation. That saves you $400. Who doesn't want to save $400 and make sure that their home and their family is safe? 281-947-HAWK. And they will make sure they take care of you if you mention ESPN 97.5. So protect what matters most with Hawk Security and hawksecurity.com.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Just the first hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects on an Election Day Tuesday. It's Barry, Nick, Joel, fellas. Barry out tomorrow. What will we be doing for Way Back Wednesday? I know it's always one of those things that we don't think about it, and then when I bring it up, we're like, oh, yeah. And then the mad scramble begins. It's kind of like Deshaun Watson behind his offensive line. Let's scramble around for a little bit and see if we can't find a connection. But again, since we're just bringing it up on the show live, if you guys have suggestions, we'll take them and see what we could do with them. But Barry, it'd be tough. You're going to have to do it from afar.
I'll send you my list.
Yeah, you can send a list at 4:15, depending on what we choose.
Yeah, you guys tell me what you want, start drinking. And I'll fire something off for you. I won't even use the Googles. I won't even Google Siri. I'll try to just off the dome piece do it.
Stop it.
I'm hip with all my lingo.
Are you though?
Not really.
Okay.
We'll just look. The phone boards are nice and lit already.
They are.
So let's get this out of the way, and then we can get some sports in because Fort Worth, Jay, and...
Well, he was a little bit spirited last night, was he not?
He's not happy with his Cowboys, and rightfully so. Piss poor showing by America's team. But real quick, OU Mike wants to talk elections. So OU Mike...
I'll be hovering over dump button.
Don't be racist.
Joel, Barry, Nick, I'm up here live at the polls in the Aldine area. I believe the major news networks haven't been really paying attention because apparently the caravan is already here, and they were way off on the numbers. Wait, hang on, fellas. It appears a fight has broken out between two white male streakers. Hang on. No, wait. I've been told it's just Eric and L.U. Dillon making a gay porno. Now back to Joel, Barry, and Nick.
He went a long way.
That wasn't bad, though.
When he continued, I was worried it was he wasn't going to end it at the right time, but it was okay. I liked it.
It was good.
That was good.
The caravan thing was kind of funny.
The caravan thing was the best part of the whole call.
That was pretty funny.
For sure.
Good job on you, Mike.
They were doing a gay porno. We don't think that's accurate now? He's in the Aldine area?
Yeah.
Oh, you, Mark?
The way he says Aldine is hilarious.
Good stuff, man. I can't see what the rest of this name is. It just says Hooligan Hop.
Yeah, well, I'll have to find that out.
Is it Hooligan Hank? Hooligan,
could be. You want to take that call first? Or Fort Worth?
Oh, I don't know, because I think Fort Worth Jay is going to be about the Cowboys,
he's
too.
Rant.
So
he's let's rant. Get.
Well, I mean, Hooligan Ha.
We got your name cut off. You're Hooligan. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, Hooligan.
Hello, boys. Hey, you got it wrong. It's Hooligan Harry.
Oh, there it goes.
Remember me?
That's right. I do. Yes,
I remember
sir.
You now. Yes.
All right. Yes, your favorite funk bubble tosser here. Listen, I just got a short story I want to run by you when I was at the Rockets game, and then I'll follow it up with a question and hang up. I was at Game 5 of Conference Finals between the Rockets and the Warriors, and it's about 5 or 6 minutes left in the third quarter, and I figured I'd go get my last beer, you know, because they stopped selling in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And I'm out there, and there's nobody out there. I'm going to drop my beer in, like, record time, 90 seconds. Only cops and ushers are out there. So I'm heading back around to my seat, and suddenly, from behind these cops, I see this hooker, and she's just walking right at me. I mean, we're headed for the same end of the velvet rope, but we're coming from opposite directions. So we hit the same spot at the same time. Being the gentleman that I am, I stop and I let her pass. She walks 2 feet in front of me, and I mean, her perfume hits my face, and I'm kind of coughing and shaking my head, and she's got a little, you know, a little red leather outfit on with these little slits of red sparkly leather, barely covering up her minge and her jib-jab, if you know what I mean. And this usher is just laughing his head off, right? You know, and he looks at me and he says, "Ah, that's right, buddy, she's the real deal." So I don't think much about it, you know, because I guess he's into hookers or whatever. So game gets, you know, it's really tight and it's close and it's in the fourth quarter, and they start showing the celebrities, you know, on the big screen, you know, the Sir J.J. Watt, you know, Justin Finger Lakes is there, you know. And then all of a sudden, on the big screen, there's that hooker that was just 2 feet in front of me. And at that very second, my daughter turns to me, right? And she says, "Oh, my God, Daddy, Nicki Minaj is here." So I don't think much about it, but I've been kind of hanging my head in shame for the better part of 5 months because, you know, how is it my daughter knows who this is? Is she some famous Texas madam or some porn star? I'll let you answer that question. Good talking to you, boys.
Thank you, Hooliganary.
I don't think any one of the three of us is going to answer that question, except for maybe to just say, nope, she's not. She's...
All right, if I'm grading it, I'll give him a 7.5 out of 10.
He hurt himself with the length, obviously.
Yeah.
It was long.
That's the key. The key to a good story is plenty of punchlines throughout the story and no excessive information that doesn't pertain to the story. Like that whole thing, as good as it was, and you know, he throws in some jib jabs and all that, and that's funny. But you could have just been like, I was at the Rocky game, went to get a beer, on my way back, saw a hooker, she had on red, sitting there watching JJ Watt, boom, 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 Nicki Minaj, pew. Like, it's good.
I think he really liked saying the word just, hooker.
Yeah, it was lengthy. It was funny. It was good.
There was.
It was just a little bits and pieces, little wordy.
That were funny because you got to keep the audience engaged, and the longer you go, the harder that is to do.
Your bits and giblets were a little long.
Yeah.
Whatever that. Okay. All right. Now I can't wait for this. I think he's a little angry. He's a bit salty. Fort Worth Jay, they put me in Facebook jail. No doubt you said something you shouldn't have about the Cowboys. What's up, man?
First of all, what the hell was that?
That was Hooligan Harry.
Yeah, y'all gonna make me follow. Y'all gonna make me follow up Austin Powers with that long ass dissertation. Anyway, look. So here's the thing. I'm not gonna waste y'all's airtime on the Cowboys. I called they were gonna lose yesterday when I cut the game on in the second quarter and they only had 7 points against but the 30th ranked defense in the league. Mm. So
preach.
They're garbage on top of a hot bag of boo boo. On top of the campfire, so I'm not even worried about that. They put me in Facebook jail, Barry.
For what?
Bruh, it's the second time in 3 days.
Damn.
The first time, okay, I kind of called this dude a colonizer piece of sugar, honey, iced tea, but, I mean, he deserved it. You know what I'm saying? Because he said some very off-the-wall, alt-right top stuff. No pun intended with the election today. But they let me back in, like, 5 days later, and then D.L. Hughley posted this meme that said it was like last week when, you know, we had the synagogue shooting and the two people that got killed in Kroger.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, this lady was like, in a week, we've seen two people get killed, the synagogue shooting, and pipe bombs being sent out. She was like, we don't have to worry about immigrants. The biggest terrorists are old white men. All I did was share it. All I did was share it, bro. 7 days Facebook jail. Talking about this does not represent what our community stands for. But I've seen so many things posted worse than that. So they let me off, right? They let me out. And then this morning I wake up and I'm back in Facebook jail again. And all I said was, can I take a knee against Jerry Jones and Jason Garrett? I promise. That's all. Well, I said a lot of stuff, but I think that's the one that got me. And I get it, though. Like, bro, it's election week. I've said, y'all seen me. I say some pretty crazy stuff.
Yes, you know? You do.
Yes, but you do.
Ain't nobody ever hemmed me up, bro. And then the week of the election, I get put in Facebook jail 3 times in a week and a half.
Jay, they send you a notice that you're in
jail? No, bro. You wake up, and it shows the comment, and then it says, we don't encourage hate or whatever. You cannot comment. I can't post nothing for 7 days, bro.
Wow. Appreciate the call, Fort Worth Jay. Yeah, it. You know, a lot of times what happens is people are turning you in. That's what it is.
Sure it is.
They're not just out there perusing for name. Somebody has, you have angered somebody. I'm going to guess you have an angry white friend that does not agree with you, Fort Worth Jay, and they're turning you in. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, so. Because, I mean, and I'm wondering who at Facebook is in charge of this.
Yeah, who's sitting around right? Just monitoring?
Well, yeah, that's a foul. I'm going to throw the flag there. You're going to get 15 minutes in the penalty box. You get 2 days in Fort Worth, Jay. You will talk to you at Christmas. Because, I mean, seriously, I don't know. You know, it's like we talk about the NFL when they put down their fines and suspensions. Are you, like, using any past precedents? Are you just going off the cuff? But who the hell's doing it for Facebook? It's crazy.
That is crazy. We got a lot of tweets to get to, too. And some. We got to talk about that game last night.
There was a game last night?
Man, not even the Rocket game. Good for them, too. But that Cowboy-Titans game was pretty bad.
There's a lot of people going to be looking for work in a little bit of time here.
Indeed. Now, you know what, though? If you, speaking of looking for work, you want to get in the oil and gas industry? I've got something for you. UMD Academy is offering oil and gas basics classes. And you're out there, you're doing what you're doing. I don't know what industry you're in, but oil and gas is a huge industry down here in Houston. And now is your opportunity to get into that industry and have a really good career. I did it for over 15 years, and it was pretty lucrative for me. And there's no reason that it can't be for you. UMD Academy is going to get you prepared to enter the oil and gas field. Now, this is for non-oil and gas professionals like you. And they have courses that include things like intro to oil and gas, IT basics, upstream drilling, training in the day of the life of a project engineer, a women in engineering course, and a lot more. And I'm telling you right now, I wish this existed when I got into oil and gas because I had to learn the hard way. I had to OJT, on-the-job training, and it takes a lot longer to get up to speed. That's what's awesome about the UMD Academy is they're going to get you up to speed and ready to go. And what separates them, their differentiator for UMD Academy, it's their commitment to the students. They have resume building, mock interviews, career coaching. They're going to prepare you for a career, not a job, a career in the oil and gas industry. And don't miss out on this opportunity to get involved. It could be life-changing, and I'm going to even save you some money when you do it. Use promo code ESPN Radio when you sign up. Promo code ESPN Radio will save you 10% off your classes at UMD Academy. To sign up and to learn more, go to umdes.com/learn. That's umdes.com/learn.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Still hour number one of the big show as we continue to roll on a Tuesday election day in the big city. If you missed anything, you've missed quite a bit in the early stages of round one of the three-round prize fight. Welcome to our octagon on election day. But go back and check what you missed. ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab. Check out our number one. Got some good stuff there. And as requested, you want to get to that debacle last night up in Jerry World.
Yeah.
Between the artist formerly known as the Oilers and the team that used to be worthy of America's team.
So did you have a chance to watch any of the game?
Oh, I peeped. I told you I would. I was going back and forth between the Rockets and the game. And the Rockets game, thankfully, was an early start. So I was into the meat and potatoes of the basketball game because that football game was so god-awful, terrible.
Well, I mean, it started off actually pretty interesting, I thought, when the Cowboys jumped out to an early lead. They were up 14-0, and I thought, uh-oh.
But even the
Cooper,
but the Cooper touchdown, the thing that I took away from it and looking at it on replay was he missed the guy that was really wide open that should have gotten the ball, and he just lucked out that Cooper was open enough to get him the ball. It creates the storyline, and Amari's here, and what a great deal, and he scores in his first game, and then it just all went painfully bad.
Yeah, you felt like, oh, look, they're up 7-0, they're rolling, things are looking good, there are a couple of turnovers, and then Dak throws the bad interception. in the end zone. They go down, they march down the field 80 yards, and that's okay. Then they give up another touchdown. They go into half, though, tied, so you're thinking, okay. Then they come out and absolutely the Cowboys lay an egg in the second half, and that's not a great defense, the Tennessee Titans. In fact, I was kind of surprised because I felt like the Cowboys' defense is pretty damn stout. They've been playing really well. One of the better defenses that we've seen.
Look at the way they played against the Texans. I was going to say, It looked like they were on the rise. They had good young players. The kid from Notre Dame is healthy. And the kid from, was it Vandenbosch? The kid that they drafted from Boise State can play. And then I saw Sean Lee go out too. And I was like, oh, we've seen this play out before.
It's funny because I texted our boy Jerry Rocha. I went and did the Alternative Facts podcast last night at 9:00. So it was kind of in the middle of the game. Shout out to those guys. Thanks for having me, by the way. Appreciate you. I'll let y'all know when it drops if you want to listen to it. It was a video podcast too, which was kind of cool. And 10 minutes. That's it.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Jerry's a huge Cowboy fan.
A lot of times when you commit to a podcast, it takes like an hour. And man, these guys had me in and out in 10 minutes. So it was awesome. So on the way back, I'm texting Jerry and I'm like, hey, did Sean Lee ever come back in the game? He's like, no, they took him out back and shot him. he's done. I feel so bad for that cat.
He's so good when he's healthy, and he just can't stay healthy.
He cannot stay on the field. And if you're the Cowboys, you got to start to think, man, do we just move on from this dude?
Where are you, too, on the fact that, unlike other stadiums, when you come off the field in a case like that, you're injured, you're pissed off, and you got to walk through like a gaggle of people on either side of you, drunk in like a suite where you're on display walking by and they can yell whatever they want?
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
I'd light some people up. If I was coming off pissed off, injured, no, I'm not going back. And again, like you mentioned, with Sean Lee, like been there, done this before, it's frustrating. And some guy goes, hey, Lee, you put. And be like, oh, man, I'd say, Doc, hold on 1 second. I'm going to hobble over here and beat someone's ass.
Beat this dude ass. Yes. Dude's ass with a bad hamstring. And by the way, I've got to mention this text. I saved it for you, Titan Hugo. He said, how about them Titans, huh? We're coming for you, Texans. Settle down.
Can't say, though, that he didn't call it.
He did
call
it. Said
that they were going to whoop that ass last night and they're going to be in the discussion.
No. What he said was is that the ratings would be off the hook.
Oh, that too. Yeah,
he said the ratings would be great. I don't know if that was a great ratings worthy game, but I was just I confirmed. I thought the Cowboys defensively had been pretty stout. 18.9 points a game. That's third best in the NFL. That includes last night. So this is a Cowboys defense that for the most part, maybe bend but don't break. They weren't giving up many points at all. And now, you go out and you give up 28 to what amounts to not a great Titans offense.
Here's the thing, okay? And I know that everybody, especially because we're in these parts, wants to break down Dak and, should he get the extension? Jerry says he's going to get it. Should Garrett be fired along with Linehan?
Mm-hmm.
Jerry says he's not making moves midseason. The fact that we're listening to what Jerry says because he's the GM and all the microphones are in his face after games too is frustrating. But overall, I look at Marcus Mariota and I go, here's the guy that won the Heisman. It came out with all this hype, has been so unimpressive.
Yeah, the offensively, they've just been bad.
Just talk about an average quarterback. And it's really bizarre that he has no feeling in his fingertips and it's supposed to come back over time. They're asking about him in the post game. And he looks like he just told him that one of his relatives was sick because he was like, I'm just doing the best that I can. I'm like, that's just weird.
Yeah.
The whole thing. And he just hasn't stacked up as a pro like he has as a college player. But yet they looked like they were in control the whole game.
Oh, they except for that first quarter.
Right.
That first quarter, they looked bad. But after that, there was no doubt. After that first quarter, the Cowboys managed to score a single touchdown. And again, this Tennessee defense, pretty stout themselves. Offensively, not a great offense, but I thought for sure the Cowboys would have won this game, especially it being a home game.
I did too.
Monday Night Football. Sean Lee back, and then he gets hurt. I just don't know what they do about him. Dak is not good. Dak right now, not a good quarterback. I mean, you saw him early on in his career. He looked okay. I don't know if it's just because he doesn't have enough weapons. Cooper and Beasley aren't world beaters by any stretch of the imagination.
But Beasley in the slot can get open. The announcers were talking about he didn't even touch the ball in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. And speaking of the announcers.
Mm-hmm. Witten and Joe Tessitore?
No, I was listening to the radio because I drove down to do the podcast. Okay. It was over off Bissonnette. So I had to go from Spring to Bissonnette to do the podcast and back. So I'm listening to it on ESPN 97.5. And I don't know why every Cowboys broadcast has to have a cowboy on it, but on TV, on Monday Night Football, it's Jason Witten. Right. On the radio, it's Danny White.
The old quarterback?
Yeah, and then, of
course...
Is it
the Cowboys feed, or is it the national
feed?
No,
it's the national feed, ESPN. It was our station running it, and Danny White was on the call. So I've got to listen to Jason Witten be a homer for the Cowboys on the TV. I get in the car, and now I got to listen to Danny White be a homer for the Cowboys on the drive-in. And then, of course, the rest of the year, you got to listen to Troy Aikman do 90% of the Cowboy games on Fox.
And Romo.
It's just like, my goodness, can we just not? It's the same gripe that I have about Kirk Herbstreit doing Ohio State games. I hate it so much. But last night, Danny White sounded god awful on the radio.
Did he?
But one of the funny things, people started picking on Jason Witten. They were like, yo, what happened to this dude's hair? He was almost bald at one point. Like, his hair looked like Gallagher. Like
Witten?
Yeah. And now, nice pelt going on up
really?
There. You need to get his number, Nick, of his doctor.
He had a
nice head of hair. It was weird. It's like, where'd that come from? LeBron Witten? Where did that come from?
Here's the other
thing. Grew you a hairline over the summer. Good for you.
When you're talking about the Cowboys, but they ran the graphic during the game, Ezekiel Elliott had 76 total yards in the first quarter. He had like 21 in the second.
And
he had 19 in the third. He had 0 in the fourth.
My goodness.
That is your offense. Yeah, that is your best player, and that is a guy that should be getting touches both in the pass game and the running game on a consistent basis. He's proven it by going over 200-plus in a couple of games when he's gotten the opportunities.
Man.
The fact that they're not giving him the opportunities, that's why Scott Linehan and Garrett need to go.
Jerry had a great thing he texted me last night. He said, you know, instead of when you see failure in sports and someone posts a crying Jordan from now on, instead of crying Jordan, it should just be Jason Garrett clapping. That should be the new failure symbol.
So annoying to look at.
Oh, man.
And he's just got that arrogance about him when you see him talking to guys on the field and everything else. And when they win, when he goes to shake the hands, it's like, that's right, bitch, I'm your man. And it's like, get out of here. You suck.
Jason Garrett.
Yeah. So
so you don't think he'll be gone by the end of the year?
I think at the end of the year he's gone. But no, I think if you listen to what Jerry Jones says. And you know what? The thing is, if they're not going anywhere, it's probably best he stays, because the more you crap the bed, the higher your second-round pick's going to be, because you don't have your first-round pick.
And again, remember, Jerry loves the fact that he can control him. Don't sleep on that.
Absolutely right.
Now, somebody did say they saw a GIF or a video that it said it looked like Jerry Jones lip reading said, I'm sick of this.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I didn't notice it. But
it was exactly the same type of GIF as you were talking about with Bill O'Brien the day before.
Okay.
But, you know, the fact of the matter is, you're right. Because the guy that should be taking more heat than the offensive coordinator and the head coach and the quarterback is the dumbass, egotistical general manager owner who, like I said, is an attention whore and has to be the guy talking to the media and having the radio shows and being the guy. The thing that drives me nuts, you have press conferences after the game, but everybody just wants to put a microphone in Jerry's face.
Yeah, well, of course.
Get a real general manager, and then you can figure out why you're overpaying for wide receivers and doing the things that you're doing and have someone that really knows what they're doing, because Jerry's just, he's annoying.
Yeah.
All right, so, and the other thing was at the end of the game, I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but Kevin Byard of the Titans decided to pull a T.O., and that drew the ire of some people and some real harsh criticism from others. We can get to that on the other side of the break. But hour number one's in the book. Still 2 hours to go of the big show, so plenty more right around the corner.
Hey, guys, I don't know if you know this, but Cowboys and Indians are celebrating their two-year anniversary. And that's right, 2 years. And for a limited time to celebrate their second-year anniversary on Mondays and Tuesdays, as a thank you to Cowboys and Indians patrons, they'll be offering 30% off all items on the Indian kitchen side of the menu. That's right, 30% off all that deliciousness. Some of that best butter chicken in the city of Houston, 30% off. That lamb vindaloo, 30% off. Also, use code TASTYDELIVERY on Uber Eats, and they'll deliver it for free. Yeah, you can get, I've tell you all the time, you can, you know, Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub. Now, you can have Uber Eats deliver it for free using promo code TASTYDELIVERY. Now, if you want to go there, 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they're located. But get out there and take advantage of this two-year anniversary. Get the 30% off all the Indian kitchen items on the menu on Mondays and Tuesdays as their way of saying thank you. Because a lot of you have gone. And I love seeing the feedback where everybody tells me, man, I thought you overhyped it. I thought it was going to be too good to be true. But Barry, this food is as good as you said it was. And it is. You'll love it. The menu is diverse. You have a wide range of things to choose from. from chicken curry to chicken fried steak, Himalayan Heat burgers, wings, sliders. Even ask them if they'll make you some Himalayan sliders. Those are outstanding. And if you want to get those non-quesadillas, which is the show favorite from all of us, they'll give you 20% off if you mention ESPN 97.5. And don't forget, full-service bar, TVs, great wine list, great beer list, and great company when you hang out with Haas and Imran out there at Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. Make sure you follow them on Facebook and Instagram, CNI713, 1901 Taft in Midtown. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.